Well, hi there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is the wonderful Sally Cranham, and she is a singer and songwriter based in the UK. But this week we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, and the busyness of life with so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Okay, Sally Cranham, thank you for joining us Woman to Woman today. We are going to have a little chat about God's promises and what they mean. I suppose, yeah, what does God's promises mean? He's got a lot of promises, hasn't he, Sally?
Yeah, he does.
They're all true.
Yes, they are. It makes me smile when I think about God's promises. You know, I always think of young children when they make a promise with mom or dad or caregiver or brother or sister, and you know, you do the little pinky promise, and there can be such a joy in remembering that God has made so many promises to us, and there's such a faith building aspect to knowing his promises and how the Spirit interweaves these promises in our everyday lives, and how we get to see God in our everyday lives because of those promises. You know, whether it's the promise of the Holy Spirit that we see in Acts, or the promises of the Old Testament that God, you know, says so many things about inheriting the land and being seen by him and being known by him, and the promises of his covenant, the promises of his big promise to his people is that he will grow us and teach us. And as Jesus came, he will show us what it means to be surrendered. And promises is a big subject.
Yeah, and the Bible says that God's promises never fail. So right. His word is his promises. And it's like we almost have to, you know, declare that and say that over ourselves, his promises every day, because they're affirmations, aren't they? I know a lot of girls have robbed a lot of those, but really he's given us those promises, those great promises to hold on to. And in that we find the joy and the peace, and we find wisdom too, don't we? Because, we can face the day knowing that his promises are true, no matter what, even if we're not seeing it with our physical eye. We say it, we have to trust and believe it and leave the outcome to him, don't we?
Yes, we do. A promise, you can't necessarily always see the promise, as you say. You can't, it's not a tangible thing most of the time. When we have our Bibles and we have the word of God and we can speak those promises out and we can read his word and know that every element of how he tells his story is how he keeps his promises. And then in our everyday lives, as you say, it's not tangible. We don't always just exactly see what the promise is, but we can trust that every single day we are writing another part of the promise tale from his perspective on our lives. Mm. And the promises that he made, not only to us as individuals, but us as believing communities, as Christian communities all around the world. That, you know, the thing that comes to mind now with talking about it more is, are God's promises about his people or are they about him? And I would think probably the answer is yes, because it's both. But we get to see so much of the character of God when we read his promises.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about, the Ten Commandments, for example, there's a one of the Ten Commandments, I think it is, honor your father and mother so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Well, that's the first commandment that comes with a promise. Now, we won't dive too deeply into the subject of, you know, what it means to honor your mother and father. Although I would say in connection to that, it's how we give weight to the caregivers, the people that we trust, the spiritual parents, those who are walking with the Lord, how we honor what we hear from those people, the wisdom, the stories that they tell about how God's promises have unfolded in their lives, and what that means for us as we learn and listen to these stories of promise, because I think it will, and it does extend our experience on earth, whether it's in years or whether it's the experience of our everyday lives. You know, I'm not into the discussion about how many years anybody's going to live, and if there was a magic trick, we could all live a bit longer. That's got nothing to do with it. I think it's just how we get to live and experience our everyday lives on this earth. I think is very connected to God's promises over our lives.
Yeah, I love that. There's so many verses in the Bible just about his promises, but I love that one in Isaiah 41:10 that says, "So do not fear," God says, "for I am with you." That's a promise. "And do not be dismayed, for I am your God." You know, that's a promise. "I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I mean, that's a promise. He's not just saying that. Like, friends break promises. Parents break promises. You know, siblings, best friends break promises. But God is the same yesterday and today and tomorrow. And he promises us that he'll never leave us and never abandon us. And, you know, I mean, Jeremiah 29:11 too, he's got that promise that he says, "I know what the plans for your life are. I know the plan that I have for you." See, we might have other plans, but he says, "I know the plan I have for you. And they're good. They're plans for good and not for any disaster." You know, even though we go through the storms, which we were talking about, you know, right through, you know, and even the last few weeks, we will face disaster. We will face storms. We will face all those highs and lows. But he says, "I'm there to give you the hope and a future." You know, that's the promise. So thing is to hold on to all of those things. And you're so right, Sally. We got to re-declare that word of God back to us, because it's like it's him speaking back to us face to face. It really is, isn't it?
Yeah. And it comes down to trust, and it comes down to truth. And, you know, in a world where we don't know if we're always being told the truth, our minds can get a bit distracted and think that, well, God probably works in the same way. He made a promise, but he's probably going to break it. No, that's not the nature of the creator of the universe and his son who kept his promise and will continue to keep his promise and in the return of Jesus on earth and all of those things. But it's what voices will we listen to and what will I declare? And I love that you looked at in that Isaiah text, you know, "I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you." They're deep, deep promises and covenantal truths, that this is the agreement that we went into with God. He made promises to us. And I do wonder how I talk about my promise to him as well and my dedication to him. And oh man, I feel like I'm so weak at times, but I'd like to think I could, I don't want to undermine it, but pinky promise with God, you know, in my own heart about things that matter to me and I know matter to God, and how, yeah, I keep my promise that I will continue to walk with him and continue to dedicate my life to him and sing songs to him. And I will keep that promise, even sometimes it feels like I'm breaking the promise a little bit, but God is so gracious and his promises are greater than anything because they are rooted in absolute truth and the beauty of who he is.
And he never, ever breaks his promise. You know, what's coming to my head is where it says, you know, weeping may last for a night and, you know, but joy will come. You know, sometimes we're just stuck in that thing, but that's a promise that the joy will come. And maybe for someone out there that's really struggling, thinking, when is this weeping going to stop? You know, the promise is that the joy will come when we trust him. You know, his promises never, ever fail. And he just never lets us down. Sally, thank you so much for sharing with us today again on God's promises. And it's just been great over the last few weeks speaking about, you know, forgiveness and repentance, identity and self-acceptance, dealing with stress and God's promises. And we're going to have all that on our website too very soon, where people can click in and listen to Woman to Woman. Sally Crannan, singer and songwriter, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.